Parshas Mishpatim, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Ve'la Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. The Shevet Sofer, Einikol of the Chasam Sofer, writes that there's a fundamental difference between the laws that are secular, societal laws, and the laws of the Torah. The laws of society are made in order to keep society together, that people should be able to live together. It prevents people from stealing, from cheating, from damaging. It's all preventative. To stop people from hurting each other in order that society can exist together. But the mishpatim of the Torah, the laws of the Torah, are not like that. They're not just preventative, adirava. They are there to put into a person, yoisher and tzedek, to teach a person what the right thing is to do, to make the person a better person, make the person a person who wants to help someone, and chas v'shalom not hurt them. They're not just preventative, they are positive, proactive mishpatim that help a person become a better person. They help a person become someone who is a soinei sheker, soinei ovel. He hates it, he abhors it, because he loves toiv, and he loves yosher. That, says the Shevet HaSofer, is the Shevet Sofer is the fundamental difference between the mishpatim of society of the Umas HaOlam and the mishpatim of Klal Yisrael. And his uncle, the Ksav Sofer, explains the pasuk of Im Kesef Talves Ami in a similar vein. And he's bothered why the pasuk says Im Kesef Talves Ami, if you will lend money. Rashi says, three times it says Im in the Torah, that it doesn't mean that it is a reshus. These three times, although it says Im, it's not an option. You have a mitzvah, you have a chiyuv to do chesed, to lend someone money. But the question is, why does it say im? It should say that it's an obligation. So the Ksav Sofer explains that when it comes to the mitzvahs of tzedakah, gemilas chasadim, helping out a person, there's two aspects to it. Of course, a person is obligated, and he has no choice in the matter, like all other mitzvahs in the Torah, and he's obligated to keep this mitzvah, to perform this mitzvah, and will get schar for keeping this mitzvah. However, besides for this obligation, what the Torah wants from a person is that the person should care for someone else, should want to help someone else, should have a lev toiv, should train himself to naturally b'teva bi echanun v'rachum, mishtatef im chaveiro b'tzaroi, share in one's pain, see what you could do to help him, v'yohavta l'recha kamoicha. And therefore your tzedakah and gemilas chasadim are not going to be performed because you have to, which is true, but adarabah, because you want to, because you have a lev toiv, because you have a soft and merciful heart, because you care for someone else. As the pasuk says in Rehei, Nosayin titein loy, v'lo yeira levavchoy b'sitcha loy. It's not enough to just give tzedakah. It has to be given with a lev toiv, v'lo yeira levavchoy b'sitcha loy. And therefore says the Ksav Sofer, over there in Parshas Rehei, the pasuk says, ki biglal hadavar hazeh, says Rashi, davar means speech. Even if you said you're going to give, you're going to get schar. And the question is, why? Just for saying I'm going to give tzedakah, help a person, I get schar? Why is it different than any other mitzvah? So the Ksav Sofer says, if you want to be able to see the difference between a person, who's the person who does tzedakah, gemilas chasadim, help someone else because he has to, or because he wants to? The person who has to, the person who really doesn't want to, but the Torah says he has to, he's not waiting for that day for the ani to come. When the ani comes to his door, when the person approaches him, he has no choice. Ma'asa, what should I do? Hashem said I have to give him. I have no choice, but I'm not waiting for him to come. But the someone who gives belev toiv, The person who wants to help someone else is waiting. When is this mitzvah going to come? I wish I could do it right now. Because I would do it no matter what, no matter if I was obligated or not obligated. I would do the mitzvah. That's what it means, ki biglal hadavar hazeh. Even if you just say you want to give. Because the person who says he wants to give, that shows that the person wants to give with a lev toiv. So when that person gives, he gets double schar. Says the Ksav Sofer, he gets schar for the giving, but he gets schar for the giving with a lev toiv. Through that amira, that saying that he wanted to give, that shows us, that demonstrates that this person has a lev toiv, and he wants to help no matter what. And therefore, he gets not only schar for the action, he gets schar for the amira as well. Therefore, says the Ksav Sofer, the Pasuk says, Im kesef talves ami. Of course it's an obligation for you to lend someone, like Rashi says. But that should not be your view. Your view should be, Im, I have a choice and I want to do it. Im kesef talves ami. It's not because I have to, it's because I want to. However, continues the Ksav Sofer, if the reason you're helping someone is because you have rachmanis on him, because you have a lev toiv, because you want to help him out, it's very possible that the recipient is going to feel like a nebuch and feels if he owes you for the rachmanis and the toiva that you're doing him, because it's as if you had a choice to do it. Now the goodness of your heart, you're helping him, he's going to feel in your debt for helping him. There, says the Ksav Sofer, a person has to flip and say, no, I'm doing it really, because I want to. But what do I tell the person I'm helping? I tell him, Loisia loikinaisha, the Pasuk continues. Don't make him a creditor as if he owes you for this taiva. Don't make him feel like a nebuch. Adarabba, when you give him, tell him I'm doing it because this is the ratzon of Hashem. Hashem is mechayev me to do it. And therefore, he'll give me the schar. You owe me nothing. I have to do this. This is my mitzvah. This is my obligation. You don't owe me anything for it. Im kesef talves ami. You have to approach it as im. That's the best way of doing the mitzvah, as if you have an option and you're doing it belev toiv. But leisia loy kenoisha. But don't make him feel like a nebuch. Don't make him feel like your rachmanis case. And that's why the pasuk in Mishlei is quoted on this in the medrash on this pasuk. Toiv ish chaynen umalve. How good it is a person who's a chaynen. A person has rachmanis. Umal when he lends money. Yechalkil dvarav b'mishpat. However, his words. What does he tell the ani b'mishpat? No, I have to do it. I'm obligated to do it. Don't make the ani feel like a nebuch. Adarabba. Make him feel like he owes you nothing. This is your mitzvah between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the schar. That's what you tell him. But truthfully, the mitzvah here is to train yourself to be a rachamon, to look to help other people, to have a lev toiv, to wonder when you could help someone else. When is the mitzvah going to come to me? And then when it comes, you'll get double schar. Schar for the action and schar for the lev toiv. But I'd like to take it one step further. Reb Mordechai Banet, the Rav of Nikolsburg Bahamedina, said the following vart. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Pesachim, it's Gemara Bava Basra, it's Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah as well, Hoimer Sela Zul Tzedaka. One who says, I'm giving this dollar to Tzedaka, Bishvil Sheyichya Bani, in order that my son should live. Hareza Tzadik Gomer. He's a Tzadik Gomer. And the question is, I could understand he gets the mitzvah of giving Tzedaka. But why is he called a tzaddik gomer? Isn't he doing it for an ulterior motive? Bishul sheyichya b'ni. Some have the gears in the Gemara. Harei zeh tzedakah gemura. This is the best tzedakah, complete tzedakah. Why is that? Said Reb Mordechai Banet, a beautiful vart. He said, the Gemara says over here, ha'oimer, one who says. That means to tell us, says Reb Mordechai, that this person who's giving tzedakah does not have a sick son. His son is not a chayla. So why is he saying it? Why is he saying to the ani, here, I'm giving you this tzedakah b'shvil sheyichya b'ni? because he wants the ani to feel, not as a recipient, as a giver. You are doing me a favor. My son needs your schusim. Do me the favor by take this sela. And really, he doesn't even have a son who's sick. But the fact that he wants to make the ani not feel like a nebuch, and even more than the Ksav Sofer said, not just I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah. Adarabba, you're doing me the favor. I need you, he tells the ani. That's a tzaddik gomer. That's daka gemura. Because it's not enough just to not make the ani feel like a nebuch. You can make him feel as if he's helping you. And the truth is, Chazal tell us, the more that the usher does for the ani, more than the person who's giving the tzedakah does for the ani really does for the balabayas, for the usher. But this usher, this giver knows it. And he wants to make it that the ani feels as he's not the recipient, as he's giving him. You're doing me the favor by taking my tzedakah. That is no greater level of tzedakah. Hareze tzadik amr, hareze tzedakah gemura. Make the ani feel as good as he could feel. Make him feel like he's doing you the favor. And that's the mitzvah of ve'ahavta l'reacha kamaycha. And that is im kesef tal ve'esami. And that's what the Torah wants from this one geis, one mitzvah of giving tzedakah. But like the Shevet Sefer said, all of the mishpatim are like that. All of the halachas of Nezikin, all the complicated halachas, are not just about preventing damages. They're about training us to be better people, to be concerned with other people, to take care of other people, to make other people feel good. When the ani comes knocking on your door, and it's cold or it's hot, you have a good word to say to him, even if you don't give him a lot of money. But you can make him feel good. You can listen to his story. You can even thank him for coming to your home. Make him feel that he's doing you a favor, because he really is doing you the favor. If you can make a bracha in your house, and ani making a bracha in your house is a great schus for you. He's doing so many taivas for you. It's emes. But make him feel that way. Make him feel as good as you can make him feel. That's the mitzvah of im kesef talveh. That's v'ahavta l'recha kamaycha. That's how we become better people. We become people who care about each other. When we care about each other, we're ba'achtus. And be'ezus Hashem, that achtus should bring Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera v'yameinu.